welcome back to Gracie Meets. Many people dream of traveling the world, but most people don't, because traveling the world nowadays costs so much. But imagine getting to travel the world while getting paid. I've invited Mr. Cezrin Bowler and Mr. Jonathan Stewart to be on the show to inform us on what being a flight attendant is really like. Go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves.
Okay, well, I'll start off. Once again, my name is Cezrin Bowler. I'm originally from Purvis, Mississippi, class of 1994. I currently live here in Atlanta, Georgia for the past 5 years. I've been a flight attendant for 6 years, and I'm currently now working at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And I'm Jonathan Stewart. I'm originally from New York, in Atlanta now for 5 years. Work for United Airlines as a flight attendant and been here for 5 years as well.
Did you always know that you guys wanted to be flight attendants, or was there something else you had your eyes set on?
For me, no. I was in the music industry for some years, and then when the market went bad, it was just something I got into. Somebody just said, hey, we're hiring, you want to give it a try? I did, and once you start doing it, it's something that gets in your blood that you don't want to do anything else because you get to travel. I mean, it's not always glamorous, but it's just you're not stuck in an office building and you're not stuck behind a desk. It's like you get to see places you wouldn't have seen on your own. So it's something that sticks with you.
And for me, it's not something that I've always wanted to do. My background is actually in health and fitness. I've been working in a gym setting for years before becoming a flight attendant. And just like Jonathan said, it's the opportunity that I had. I mean, I was always afraid of flying, always. And I kind of thought about doing it at one time, and I finally got the opportunity to do it. And like Jonathan said, actually, we had the same opportunity. We started with the same airline. That's how we started flying. And like you said before, what's in your blood is in your blood. And like I said, it's all things that I never thought I would see. And we traveled the world, and I'm grateful for that.
On the basis of traveling the world, what were some of your favorite places that you've traveled to, like your top three for both of you?
Okay, well, for me, my top three would be from Croatia, Dubai, and China.
That's cool.
Yeah, and mine are different. I would say Germany, number one, London, and believe it or not, California. I like LA.
I have some experience with Germany. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
What part?
We lived... Where was it? I was young. We were around Frankfurt. I know that.
Okay. I've been to Frankfurt. I've been to Munich. So, yeah. I like Germany.
Yeah. I know that there was a school that you had to, like, go to be flight attendants. So, how was that? Like, what was your experience with that?
Well, it's actually not a school that you go to. There is a school that some people go to, but... It's just like a prep school. Mm. It's like it's giving you the tools to become a flight attendant, but to go to school is not, once you finish, you're not a qualified flight attendant. What it is, you go to training for that particular airline. You go to the interview process, of course, and once you get selected to go to training, you will go train with that particular airline with their instructors, learning the basics of flight attendants and the rules and regulations and safety with that airline. And it takes up to about, which is what Jonathan said, FAA regulations. It takes up to about two, depending upon the airline, you go like 3 weeks up until 6 months. It all depends upon the airline.
Mm.
The training is airline specific.
Okay. What part of being a flight attendant do you think is the most challenging?
One of the most challenging things for me is it's not your typical 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. So it can be, when you first start some airlines, you're on a call reserve status. So 24 hours a day, you're on reserve to go. So they can call you at any given time. So you have to be ready at all times, like have a backpack and have it with you. It's hard to spend family time because you don't know, like holidays, you know, you're normally off, you're spending with your family. More than likely, you're going to be working those. You might be in somebody else's country. Mm. And it's hard to say, oh, you're having a get-together on Saturday. Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
No.
You may not be there. So for the first few years of starting, your life is unpredictable as far as planning things because you really don't know. But it has its rewards. but it can be a little difficult in the beginning.
Now, for me, well, my airline is a little different than Jonathan because I wasn't on reserve. I was with a private charter airline, whereas I literally didn't have a life. I was basically on call 24/7, and we worked off contracts, whereas he worked off scheduled flights, meaning as we can have a client over in Japan, and meaning I was there for that client in that contract for the length of the time. So that's why I was going away from home at least 2 to 3 months at a time. So it was different for me compared to him.
Yeah, that reminds me of the interview that I did for episode 5, I'm pretty sure it was. It was a sports reporter with Julia Morales from the Astros.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
How whenever she would travel, she could never really make plans because she would always be right. Traveling back and forth.
Exactly. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
I mean, you get used to it, but yeah.
Well, why do you think this career isn't a mainstream or normal choice that teens would know or think about?
It's mainstream, but it's not mainstream, going by what you said, because it's not one of those careers that's like out there as like in being a sports announcer or anything else. It's like some people see it, of course, when you fly, but some people don't know about how to get into it unless you know someone who is actually a flight attendant. Because I have a lot of friends who ask me, how do you even get into becoming a flight attendant? Most people just don't know. They just have no idea, like, how to get into it. And I'll let Jonathan take over a little bit as well.
Well, I say the reason I think it's not mainstream is because for the average customer on the airplane, fine. They think that we're there just to give them something to drink, give them something to eat, and pick up the trash, and we're gone. And I thought that before I started doing it. But now that I've started doing it, the training you get behind it, I mean, you are an ambulance in the air. You're a firefighter in the air.
A counselor in the air.
Yeah, you're a medical advisor in the air. I mean, think about it. If there was a fire on the airplane, there's no fire truck, you're putting it out. If somebody's having a baby or a medical emergency, that's all you're working it. So it's the type of thing I think it's just not out there so much. Now, yeah, some people are afraid to fly.
Mm-hmm.
You have some people who are afraid to fly. And it's just, for me, I think one of the biggest things going back to it is in the beginning, it's just your life is unpredictable. As far as like what you can do and when you can do it. So I think a lot of times people rather just go to work and be able to come home every day. Because you're not going to come home every day. I can be gone up to 6 days at a time.
Mm. Well, why do you think, or what is the most unique part of your job? Like, what makes it not normal?
For me, one of the most unique parts of my job that makes it not normal is you can get on an airplane headed to Hawaii, and you think you're just working a regular trip. Believe it or not, you can see major celebrities get on, sitting right there talking to you. And you're like, oh, I didn't think I was going to come and work and meet this person today. I mean, in the connections you can make, as far as even if you're a reserve flight attendant, where you're going to work and you're at the airport waiting, you don't know where you're going. All of a sudden, hey, you want to go, they're calling you up saying, hey, we need you to go to this gate to go to Japan. You're like, oh, wait, huh? You're like, wait, where? Yeah, you're in Japan for like 3 or 4 days, or you're going to Australia, you're going to South Africa. You're literally getting up, going to work in the morning and go, oh, I'm going to go to work at the airport reserve and get back in a few hours. No, you're going to South Africa. So you're like, okay, that's different. So it's unique because it's just it's so many opportunities.
And for me, in my standpoint, what makes it unique for me is like, me personally, I know where I'm going straight off the bat. But at the same time, it still can change. Like, you're literally packing your suitcase for any type of weather.
Yeah, all season.
Because you really never know. You may think you're going to a warm destination. You may end up going to a cold destination. So you literally pack your suitcase for whatever.
Yeah, you pack all 4 seasons in one bag.
And, it's a different experience every flight. You never do the same thing other than serving. You never go do the same thing on another flight. It's always something different. And it's always rewarding for me because meeting someone, for example, well, you could be going to, you could come on my flight and have a crappy day. And it's up to our job to be like, to turn it around. You know, we have angry passengers all the time. We get it. But it's up to our job is to make sure you're okay, Is there anything that we can do, turn your day around and make you have a like very pleasurable flight no matter what you're going through? And it's up to our job. We might be going through something as well, but it's not for us to show that.
You got to leave it outside the airplane.
Leave it outside the airplane. Leave it at home.
Well, you guys definitely opened my eyes to how much flight attending is crazy.
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then, honestly speaking, I work with people who come into the airline industry and they leave because they're like, it's not what I expected. No. I'm like, it can be, some days can be stressful. Other days are just easy peasy, fine, done. No. But then you do have days you're like, why did I come to work today? I could have just stayed home. I should have called out sick. So, yeah.
I mean, we make it look glamorous walking through the airport, you know, because you always got to be well put together, must be put together. But as flight attendants, we hurt too. We're individuals. But at the same time, we got to be strong for you guys as a customer because we're 30,000 feet in the air or more. And, you know, if anything happens, we got to be on point at any given time.
Well, I'll just say this. Flight attendant training, and I don't mean to say it wrong, but you're trained for the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, we hope none of that ever happens while you're on a plane. But the training itself, it can be a little stressful because you're trained for the worst case scenario. So when you can go to work and not use any of your training,
it's a good day.
It's a good day for everybody. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you guys. It was so much fun.
You're welcome.
All in all, flight attendants are more than just walking vending machines. They're firefighters, stand-in doctors, a comforter, and most importantly, a person. They go through so much training to be the closest thing to a superhero as possible. No normal person can be trained in multiple kinds of first aid and come to the rescue 31,000 feet in the air. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram at gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for a delightful interview with a sports counselor. Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, August 2nd, on my Instagram, there will be a post where you can ask any unanswered questions that you may have, or you can share your thoughts on the episode. I can't wait to have some great discussions with you guys.